The Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
Everybody giving Cam Newton a hard time because he's not, after the Super Bowl, after the press conference, he's in there, he's miserable. You have all these dopey reporters going, well, what could you have done different? Well, you could have played better, you could have scored more, you could have not, had less interceptions. Why are you asking questions you have obvious answers to? And the guy's miserable. He just lost Super Bowl. Everybody's saying he's a jerk. They want him to apologize, break down the reasons, what's wrong with him.
I don't think that he's a jerk and stuff like that. I don't think there's that, because he's generally just PO'd. I mean, he made it to the Super Bowl, but
they tanked.
Yeah, and I think he choked badly. He got sacked a bunch of times. His throwing was off. But,
he can't help getting sacked. I mean, he can bob and weave a little bit, but that's what you have the offensive line for.
But but the one thing I think, and you see it time and time again with the Super Bowls is like you see that press conference afterwards, and they're standing up behind that podium. Yeah, they're PO'd and they're down and it sucks, but you get paid millions of dollars. There has to be something there that I might not win this thing if I don't. I've still got. It's the same as everything. There's always one thing with anything that you might end up having to do that you don't like. And with that, you have to stand behind that podium. Yeah, they're going to fire a whole bunch of stupid questions at you. You just suck it up. But it's a few minutes and it's done.
It's not that he went to it, but they're asking the same questions over and over again.
But one of the things that people are picking on him about is the fact that he just gone there, he's just there, he's slumped in a chair, he's got his arms folded, he's
Tom Brady cried and no...
That's Tom Brady.
So what?
That's different rules. I hate Tom Brady. I think he's horrible.
Peyton Manning a few years ago when he was on the Colts, he stormed off the field.
I didn't know that until you told me that yesterday. But I just think it's one of those things that comes with that.
It's not.
You have to go behind that podium. You have to say what you say. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Suck it up. You're going to get asked a bunch of stupid questions. Do that press conference. Walk away. It's done. But
when you sit there whining
with your arms folded.
Okay. So let's say we sit here. Our job's to talk on the microphone, right?
Yep.
Basically, we'll just dumb it down. Talk on the mic.
Okay.
We have a bad ratings period. We're in a rated market. This is all stuff that's important only to people who work in radio.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a bad ratings period. Mm-hmm. And a listener calls. Hey, you guys didn't do good in the ratings. What could you have done differently? And we sit there, we didn't do a good book. We could have done this, this, and this. And somebody else calls. What could you have done differently? You think we would sit here and take calls for 15 minutes about what we could have done? No, we would stop taking them.
And I get you get asked those stupid questions. I get that. And that comes with that. But you've still got to stand there, take it on the chin like everyone else
does.
He didn't. He sat there with his arms folded, all hunched over, all PO'd, which I get. But you've got to just... there's a certain protocol,
what
I think, that goes with that.
People love to hate Cam Newton because he's cocky, he's a jerk, and he sat there, everybody's saying, he dabbed, he celebrated.
I don't mind that.
Aaron Rodgers, every time a super tight does that stupid super belt, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
But I don't mind that, and I love the fact that he goes and gives kids the footballs and stuff. Like, I like all that side of him. I think that's very cool, but I think just the fact that, when you're going into any big game and it's a final, win or lose, you've got to be ready to just do what you need to do after the game, and that's how I think of it.
Marshawn Lynch doesn't talk to anybody. We keep paying him millions of dollars. Here's what Cam Newton had to say about it.
I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
There you go. And that's Cam Newton's advice. If you're happy, you go out there, man, listen, I could have thrown the ball this way. I could have done this. We could have done that. I could have dived on the ball at that fourth quarter. If you're that excited about losing, you're a loser. I'm with Cam Newton on this one. You guys are all suckers.
Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Vicky from Dover. How are you?
Good morning, Vicky. Yeah, you sound hot.
I had to chime in on this because I agree with you.
That's right.
I think he's a good player. He's not only is he a good player, he's sexy as I don't know what. But you bring up a good point, Patch, because I think football players and basketball players are the biggest babies. Compared to hockey players.
I was just going to say,
you want to cry. Like you said, Pesh, you got to be prepared for loss, and you get paid a lot of money to do what you do. And what drives me crazy is that when they score a touchdown and they do that stupid dance. I mean, you get paid a lot of money to score a touchdown. And that's what you should expect.
Yeah.
And all those guys. So I end up hating the teams that have the players that want to show off on the sidelines. They're going to score a touchdown. do a stupid dance.
But Vicky, when we have a good day at work, right, we're like, we nailed that show. We got a lot of good calls. We had a lot of good interactions. We come up, we're high-fiving each other. We have a bad day. We're like, don't talk to me. And then we leave right at 10:30 because we're miserable. And people could say, you can say that they get paid what they get paid, but that's what they signed up for. You can't hold people, I get paid what I get paid. Yeah. I don't get mad every other week when that check comes. And because I agreed to that paycheck. That's what they agreed.
But what it is, I think there is a level of expectation, whether you win or lose, you just have to get up there. He sat there with his arms folded.
Maybe ask him something interesting. Thanks for calling, Vicky. Have a great day. Then maybe ask him something interesting, something with some value. Come up with a new question. It's the same questions day in and day out from preseason to postseason. What could you have done differently?
Doesn't matter. We make fun of them
because all they give is the same stupid answer.
He still has to get up there, stand behind that podium.
He did.
He sat behind a desk in a chair with his arms folded.
Oh my God, are you mad because he sat down with his arms folded?
But that's what people are PO'd about because he sat there looking like a
woman. No, they're mad because he got up and walked away.
Yeah. But they do that anyway.
Answer the phone, 424-1234. Do your C. They won't listen to me yell anymore. Why do I care?
I have no idea. Not at all.